welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And we'd like to feature your small business on this report. You can do that by shooting me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, that's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story, selling clothing to a narrow group of consumers like men who are shorter than average, and the new app changing how veterinarians deliver care for our pets. And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business-class PC featuring Intel Core processors lets small business employees do their best work wherever work takes them. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio. How do you sell clothes to men who are shorter than average? Your marketing cannot be something along the lines of just for short guys, right? As Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet says, you can call a tall man tall and you can call a big man big, but please do not call the short man short. She popped into a New York City store called Peter Manning NYC, which specializes in clothing for men who are not so tall. Ann, what have you found?
It's very hard, it turns out, to market to men who are short because they don't want to be called short.
Right.
And it's very hard to target them because, as one of the founders, Peter Manning, told me, there's really no place where all the short guys hang out, either online or in the real world. So if you're trying to capture this audience, right, there's no way to sort of say, hey, we're here for you, and there's no way to find them.
All right, yeah. So they obviously they saw the niche here. They started in Brooklyn, I think, as you said, moved to Manhattan.
Right.
Is that because business is good?
Yeah, they've been doing pretty well. They have a fairly good online business as well. They tell me they've sold clothes to shorter men in all 50 states and more than 30 countries, so there's definitely a demand out there. It's just kind of a tricky niche to target.
We're speaking with Ann Cadet, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. She's kind of made a shop for not-so-tall men, her focus of a column called New York Store Fills Tall Order for the Short Form. And you said, too, a lot of these guys are not used to wearing clothes that fit, right? They're used to baggy stuff, and now all of a sudden their expectations are higher because they found clothes that fit.
Yeah, they found this over and over again. So some guy will come in and, you know, his whole life he's been having to buy, you know, shirts at Brooks Brothers that come down to his knees and pants where the crotch hangs down to his knees. And he puts on these clothes that fit. And for one thing, it's just like, wow, now that, you know, I found this place, I'm not going to leave until it's, like, absolutely perfect. And the founders told me that the customers can get, like, super persnickety all at once. And another problem is a lot of them aren't used to clothes that fit them right. Like, imagine if you had spent your whole life, you know, wearing pajamas, and then all of a sudden you put on clothes that fit and you can, like, feel, you know, the sleeves and everything, and the pants aren't bagging around your shoes. They know that it looks better, and a lot of times they'll come with their wives and their girlfriends or partners, and their partner's like, this looks so much better, but it feels super weird to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can often take them a little bit of time to adjust to a proper fit. So there are, you know, some high return rates that they're struggling with.
It's Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet. Again, that store in New York called Peter Manning NYC. Coming up next, the new app for veterinarians. And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Finally, as Uber did for the taxi industry, Paw Squad looks set to casualize the veterinary medicine industry, allowing people to launch their own practices without any overheads or upfront costs. It also allows vets to work without any set hours, making it ideal for those looking for a side gig or wishing to work part-time. It's a story from thenextweb.com. The new update to Paw Squad, which started as a simple animal telemedicine service, is that now in the UK, you can call out a qualified and approved vet to your home for a flat fee of about $60. Visits last up to 40 minutes and can be booked through the website or the app. Since the visits are not taking place in a fully equipped clinic, it offers a relatively limited amount of services. That said, euthanasia is one of the services. Some may prefer to putting their loving pets to sleep at home rather than at a, say, cold and unfamiliar clinic. For those procedures, by the way, that cannot be performed at home, Paw Squad has partnered up with local clinics, which will be able to take over the provision of care if required. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. If you'd like to share, again, your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.